In Moscow yesterday, thousands of Russians marked the anniversary of the Bolshevik Revolution, which in 1917 ushered in more than seven decades of communist rule. They used the occasion to protest a proposal backed by the Kremlin to abolish the November 7th holiday and replace it with a National Unity Day. 15 years after the fall of communism, many Russian lawmakers consider the holiday irrelevant. NPR's Lawrence Sheets reports from Moscow.
It used to be the most sacred date on the Soviet calendar, a day when tens of thousands of people took part in perfectly choreographed marches. But each year the crowds have gotten smaller, the marchers older. This time only about 10,000 turned out, not much for a city like Moscow, where 12 million people live. So now pro-Kremlin lawmakers say the holiday is obsolete and should be scrapped. People like Viktor Anpilov, who heads a hardline communist faction, are furious.
Never. It would be the last day of celebration of the victory of the great socialist revolution in Russia. They are afraid even of the mention of the great October revolution, because they know sooner or later the revolution come back to our country and come back to the whole world.
Since their numbers were sparse, Anpilov shouted at his communist stalwarts to march closer together to look more impressive for TV cameras. Loudspeakers blasted pre-recorded music. Many marchers held red hammer and sickle flags, or portraits of Soviet founder Vladimir Lenin. A group of youngsters from an extreme faction wore balaclavas, and a few marchers had signs denouncing Zionism or praising Saddam Hussein. Journalist Andrei Smirnov, who writes for a leftist newspaper, came to protest eliminating the November 7th holiday. If we forget the past, we'll acquiesce to the horrors of the present, Smirnov says. We'll have a country populated with people with amnesia. The Russian Orthodox Church supports eliminating the holiday. Under communism, the church was repressed and infiltrated with KGB spies. 22-year-old Stepan Basmanov supports scrapping the November 7th holiday. He passed out religious literature to some of the communist marchers. This isn't a very good day in Russian history, Basmanov says. It marked a final shame and an end to Russian statehood and the beginning of massacres. I like icons more than I like Lenin, he says. The church wants to replace the holiday with one on November 4th, which would commemorate a 17th century military victory over Polish invaders who tried to force Orthodox Russian believers to convert to Catholicism. Opinion polls show 77% of Russians opposed to scrapping the holiday. But in a country where Kremlin initiatives almost always become law, that's unlikely to matter. And it is clear many young Russians now have little idea of the revolution's significance or who Lenin was. Lenin, he was the bald one with a beard, said one young boy curiously watching the marchers. The square in front of the Bolshoi Theater, where the communists ended their march, has changed just as much in recent years. On one side, there's a luxury hotel serving $10 cappuccinos. On the other, a car dealership selling $500,000 Bentleys. Lawrence Sheets, NPR News, Moscow.